Well, I want to start on Proverbs 6:16 is where I want to start. I want to step back a little bit because we need to hear this pretty regular just to make sure that we know that there is some things that God doesn't like. And so these are the things He doesn't. I know we went over these, but there are six things the Lord hates. No, there's seven things He detests. Well, now, if there are seven things God detests, we need to know what they are, don't you think? And we need to make sure we don't do those things, right? Haughty eyes. Wow. You know, I mean, she got that one. The haughty eyes. I mean, you need to pay attention where you look, don't you? You know, those eyes, you know. People do all kinds of strange things with their eyes. Have you ever told somebody a story about God, and you look at them and they say, you know what they meant by that, don't you? He's lying. He's crazy. That didn't work. Who does he think I am? Oh, goodness gracious. I mean, haughty eyes. You know, I mean, why is it that Christians do that to us when we talk about the power or the wonderful things of God? Unbelief. Unbelief. That's absolutely right, Jim. We don't believe. We haven't spent any time with God in His Word. And, of course, you'd be a great Christian, go to church every Sunday and not know a single thing about God's book. You know that? And that's what's so sad. So haughty eyes. And, of course, I've had lots of people do that to me. And then as the one of the others, a lying tongue. Now, what about just a little bitty, tiny, you know, little bitty lie? Is it okay to tell just a little bitty lie? I mean, a lie is a lie, isn't it? You know, I mean, a lie is a lie is a lie. You know, so anything that's not the truth is a lie. And God said He hates a lying tongue. So now then, if we have haughty eyes or a lying tongue, what do you think, that if that God detests these things, is He going to be pleased with you? No. See, that's something that's so unique that we'll do these things. I mean, how many people at work? I remember a lady one time. She was going to God. She wanted to know why she couldn't get her prayers answered. I said, well, it could be a million reasons. I don't know. But I said, you know, you need to ask God. And you need to let Him tell you why you're not getting your prayers answered. So she began to pray diligently. And you know what the Lord told her? The Lord revealed to her that she had stolen $20 from a company she worked for over 25 years ago. And she thought, good grief, I did take $20 from that company 25 years ago. He said, you stole that. You became a liar, you know. She said, well, Lord, I repented. He said, I know, but I expect you to make restitution for that. And He said, do it with compound interest. So she had to go back and figure out what $20 would be over 25 years with compound interest. And since she took that money and she went back to those people and she told them, I owe you this money. I stole this from you 25 years ago. The guy said, forget it. Don't worry about it. She said, God, don't look at it like that. So I'm going to give you this money back. And he didn't want to take it, but she said, no, I'm going to give it back to you, because up to now, I realized back when I did this, God stopped answering my prayers. And so she said, I didn't know what it was, but now I know what it is. And so she said, I'm going to give this back to you. And so she did. And after she gave that money back, then when she started praying, God started answering her prayers again. Isn't that amazing? The things, that little things that we just don't even know can separate us from God. We think, well, we repent. But He said, yeah, but you need to make restitution. So after a lying tongue, then He says, hands that kill the innocent. You know, now boy, do we have, is that going on in America? I mean, it's going on in America. And of course, the thing about it is, somebody will say, well, I've never committed abortion. Oh, but you know, the Lord says that all you got to do is get angry with your brother and you're guilty of murder. So how many of us have probably been guilty of murder? Almost 100. Wouldn't you think 100% of us have? You ever been angry with somebody? Man, I've been angry with people You know, I mean, and Keith and I, we work in the same, or did work in the same kind of business for years, and I know how easy it is if you're not careful. I mean, you get a contractor, he promised you to be there at 7 o'clock Tuesday morning to do a job because you got another and going to be there the next morning at 7 to do his, and his is, you know, has to be done first before you can do this one. And then that guy don't show up. You had that, hadn't you, Keith?
Oh, yeah.
All the time. And so you get angry with this guy, you know, and you know, I want to kill you. You know, you promised me you'd be here. And the more you learn about the Word, you don't get angry with them like that no more, do you?
No.
Because you realize you're guilty of murder. And is God, does He like murderers? No. All you got to do is get angry. Somebody said, well, I never went out and shot anybody. You don't have to shoot somebody to be guilty of murder. You know, I mean, it's so easy. Hands that kill the innocent. There's lots of ways to look at that. And so all those things will separate us from God. And then a heart that plots evil. A heart that plots evil. You know, there's some people that just sit around and figure out ways to make somebody else hurt. You know, Jesse laughed like he knows one or two like that, huh? You know, we've seen people like that, haven't we, Jesse? I mean, they're around. And unfortunately, some of them are in the church. And then feet that race to do wrong. There's some people that rather do wrong than right. They could do right quicker, but they don't want to do this. Now then, what's the next verse say? A false witness who pours out lies and a person who sows discord among the brethren. Stirring up the brothers. Okay, there are seven things that God hates. So those seven things we should hide in our heart, shouldn't we? So if God hates those seven things, we need to be just as far from those seven things as we can every day. If you want God to answer your prayer. Do you want God to answer your prayer? Yes, I want God to answer my prayer. And I think, of course, as I've told that story so many times about Rosemary praying for that little boy, you know, some of you may not have heard the second part of that, that after I'd told that story several times, the pride began to, come up in her. You know, I mean, isn't it amazing how when you get an answer to a prayer like she got with a little boy's eye that was stabbed, and, I mean, she stood by faith, and she said, I have more faith than that. When the woman wanted to pray just so that the little boy's surgery would go good, so they put a glass eye, and she said, no, the God I serve, He can fix that eye. And she prayed that prayer of faith, and God did overnight. That little eye that was beyond repair, the next day when they unbandaged it after Rosemary's prayer, that little eye was perfect. Not even a scratch on it. So I thought that's such a great praise report. Don't you think that's a good one? I just want everybody to know what God's doing at the Living Savior Ministries through many of us, and He did it through Rosemary. Well, you know, it wasn't long. I told that story several times. Rosemary got to where she's a little proudful about that. And all of a sudden, a headache comes up on her. And she starts asking the Lord, Lord, what's going wrong here? And He said, well, you need to realize I am the one that did that for that little boy, not you. And so she had to repent. And she's standing right back there. She'll tell you that once she repented and said, Lord, I'm sorry. I know it was you. I won't take any credit for it. Her headache went away. You know, now this is, God knows, He doesn't share His glory with nobody. You know, so that's why whenever I pray the prayer of faith for you, I believe it's done. You know, because all I do is what I can do, and that's pray. Right. Only God can do the supernatural. Now, if I pray for you and you don't get healed, it ain't my fault. You know, and this is something about the healing ministry I've noticed. So many people, they will come drive for hours or days to have you pray for them or want you to fly halfway around the world to pray for them, thinking they're going to be healed when you pray for them. And they might be. But if they don't get healed, don't keep calling me every day and ask me to pray for you again. Because if I prayed for you once and you didn't get healed, you know where the problem is? It's with you. It's with you. You know, or your husband or your wife. Depends on which one of you I pray for. You know, some people, they don't understand that. They said, but Thurman, you prayed for so-and-so over the telephone and they were instantly healed. Or you laid hands on this woman and you prayed for she was instantly healed. Yeah, I've seen God do that a lot of times in my life. But I've also laid hands on people and prayed for them, pleaded, begged, everything else, and they still died. And then when I went back and asked God, I mean, some of those I've went back and asked Him, Lord, I did everything I knew to do for this man. Lord, I went down there. I drove 3.5 hours. I spent 5 hours in his room. I prayed over him. I anointed him with oil. I read the Word of God to him all day long. I repented for his sins. I did everything I knew to do. And then when I left, I expected this man to be healed. But 3 days later, he died. Now, Lord, I want to know why this man died. Was it a sin I committed? What was it? And the one particular case I'm telling you about, this man had been a Sunday school leader, a church leader, and then he got married the third time. And when he got married the third time, the woman he married didn't believe they should have to go to church to serve God. In fact, I shared with a lady in the grocery store today, and she said, yes, I'm a Christian. I said, where do you go to church? She said, I don't. You don't have to go to church to serve God. I said, woman, that's a lie. Boy, that caught her by surprise. She wasn't expecting that. I said, if you love God, you're going to be in His house somewhere, because He clearly said in His Word, forsake not the gathering of yourself together on a regular basis. And, you know, even the more so as you see the day of the Lord approaching. I said, so if you love God and you believe Him, you need to be in His house somewhere every time the door is open. You need to find you a church. You need to be serving God. I said, now if you're not, I said, you are not going to like the results. I said, I'm going to tell you that devastation is going to come up on your family. Sickness and disease is going to come up on your family and everything else. She looked at me a minute, standing at the checkout at the grocery store, and she says, yeah, I know what happened. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, I used to go to church all the time. My life was blessed. And then I got away from church and stopped going to church. And she said, everything that can happen in my life has happened. I said, sure. She said, well, the devil's been after me. I said, yeah, because God sent him after you because of your disobedience. I said, and if you want the devil to leave you, you're going to have to repent of your sins and get back in church. That's the only way you're going to get rid of the devil.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.